Good afternoon. That's the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the presentation of the third quarter results, 2015, from Astaldi. I would like to remind you that all participants are in listening mode only. After initial presentation, there will be an opportunity for a Q&A session. To be assisted by an operator during the conference call, please dial star zero. Now I'd like to leave the floor to Stefano Ceri, CEO of Astaldi. Mr. Ceri, you have the floor. Good afternoon to all of you. We'd like to start this conference call about the results of the first 9 months. Please analyze and watch the picture. We wanted to show it despite the fact that it's not so updated. It's the picture of the third Bosphorus Bridge to give you an idea of how close we are. I must say that in the last period of time, we have made additional progress. We're still missing three small sections before completing the construction, which confirms that we are much earlier than what was provided for in the contract. It's the third Bosphorus Bridge, apart from the good news that we received from there, will start operating at the end of next semester, so in July. We're talking about a bridge, while we know that it's a highway, which is approximately 140 kilometers. Let's start now. Apart from this initial digression, to tell you that we are absolutely in line with schedule, and we're very happy with how things are progressing. We would like to comment on the main highlights of the first 9 months of 2015. Clearly, in the past few fiscal years, Astaldi has strengthened considerably its strategic positioning on the market. As you can see and appreciate, it is among the first 10 operators, third for bridges, seventh for airports, eighth in the hydroelectric segment, and 12th worldwide for undergrounds. That's our core business. 25th in the sector of healthcare construction, the hospital constructions, where we continue to be successful. We are among the first top 100. I think we are ranking 85th, and we are strengthening our strategic positioning and competitive positioning. The results of our 9 months, I would like to stress it once more, because reading the stats of a company like ours, which works on multi-year orders, analyzing just quarterly data, is just absolutely meaningless. It's meaningless because there might be impacts due to the various order stages, because events occur, which, apart from the fact that the margin is weighed on the overall life of the order, are objective facts which cannot be denied, nor can we deny the higher margins that can be achieved when some orders are being closed. In June, we have an example where we had quarter data, which is very positive because we closed two or three orders, which are, for instance, the order of the Polish subway M5, which had released the most recent provisions because we had completed. They released their margin. These are physiological facts. Reading the changes in terms of quarter by quarter is a mathematical exercise for sure, like accounted, but it doesn't provide sufficient content to the economic financial profile of the overall assessment. What I must tell you is that we reached 2.1 billion total revenues, so slightly less than 2.1 billion. We achieved an increase of 11.6% versus guidance on average for the year, which was approximately 10%. In terms of EBITDA, the progress is 11.7%, which is absolutely, so the increase is 11.7%, which is approximately close to 240 million. Margins, which are in the top, area. So the EBIT margin is increasing and has increased by more than 8%, which is in line with the full year guidance, which was approximately 9%. Net income has increased by 25%. So I would say that when I talk about order stages, I'm referring to orders which might have stages with less profitability, as it is the case in Canada now, where we have maximum effort, or Algeria, which is one of the two orders we had higher charges. But this is just, these are just episodes, just events which occur here and there, but they are not meaningful in the overall life of the order. And this in order to make a comment on the quality of results, which are particularly, we are particularly satisfied with. The fourth quarter, historically, the last quarter of the year is generally, on average, more positive than the others in the average life of lives of our orders. So these results make us feel confident that we are going to achieve the targets, objectives we had set, and we've been doing better. So the caution with which we characterize our forecast is always very important. Another factor to be kept into account, which can provide additional benefit, is that we are reviewing the second, we are carrying out the second revision of the average budget of our orders. So in this revision, we might find additional positive aspects, because which cannot be foreseen now, because it depends on the progress of the orders. So what is important to establish and stress is that all of the orders, the most important, relevant, the most famous in the world, as a kind of shop window, they are all in line, or even they have made even more progress than what was scheduled. So we're particularly happy and satisfied with these results. And now let's comment on the picture on the second Turkish highway or motorway we are building, more than 420 kilometers. It's the Gediktepe, Istanbul, İzmir. And you see that we are making reference to the bridge, which is included in the first phase of this order, phase one, phase one of this project, the lot which will start operating by the first half of 2016, to be more specific, by the end of March 2016. And this to draw your attention to the fact that we are placing the utmost effort on all of the main orders. So our accounts are affected by the fact that every week grew by 10-15%. So our, actually, our efforts are not optimized, because we have variations, which, and figures which are very important and brilliant, but which they indicate that a year-over-year growth is quite demanding. So new orders are almost twice as much as the previous fiscal year. It was 3 billion before, it's now 0.56 billion. The order backlog is 27 billion, and you know our procedure. We consider orders which can be executed, the ones which have been signed, financed, and under execution, and the other orders which have been signed and which either need to be finalized, or contracts need to be amended, or the financing needs to be finalized. But the conversion rate is 100%, so they are orders in their full right. So approximately 170 million investments, 30 million in technical investments, due to the fact that the core business of our construction sector requires upgrading, periodical upgrading, but the relevance of which, 30 million overall in the quarter, indicates that it's a minimum percentage of our revenues, so much lower than what we had planned, which means that our assets are optimized, we are ready for a further growth stage once we've achieved the values of all of our concession investments, which require additional 137 million investments in this period of time. We are about to reach the conclusion of this investment stage, and then we're going to have the asset valorization operation we talked about, and we will make reference to this later on. Net financial position has been increased by these investments, so it's in line with what we have achieved in June, and these figures allow us to confirm the guidance that we had set for the full year. So there is no pressure, but for the fact that the production efforts are huge and massive, and we are in line or even ahead of the plans as far as some orders are concerned. As to Venezuela, as we said, Venezuela no longer represents. It's an order which is no longer in execution, and we are only in the maintenance stage. It represents only 1% of the group's revenues. It's in the maintenance stage. We continued to cash in. When I say we, I mean the consortium, which we own 33.4% of together with other partners, Salini, Pregilio, and Galla. They have the same position as we have and our same progress. The construction lots are split, but the consortium is a single one because the management is one. So we cast in local currency only 5 million or 6 million hard currency, and the payment procedures are still underway, which actually it meant for us only 12 million in the fiscal year versus the 70 million cashed in the previous fiscal year, which means that the country, waiting for the elections which will be held in December, is still cooperating with us, though actually the social political situation is not the same as a few years ago. I would like also to remind you of the fact that we've been in Venezuela for more than 35 years, and we have experienced many similar crises. I didn't experience them personally, but the company did, and the company has all of the means and weapons as well as the management skills and capabilities, and this is true for our partner as well. Last year, we're going to do that by the end of the fiscal year in terms of the local currency, which represents only 15% of that receivables required provisions by 36 million. We are going to update it towards the end of the year, but we are monitoring it. The margins of these orders are already contained, allocated, or the provisions for the risk, which we consider to be relating to the devaluation. As far as cashing in payments in hard currencies, we are waiting for the outcomes of the elections. We have constant talks with the local government. We're waiting for the most appropriate moment to close our negotiations. Today, as I said, we are just in the maintenance stage of the works carried out because we are bound by our contract. In Turkey, conversely, the situation shows a more stable political scenario, and this makes us very more confident as to the valorization operation in terms of our concession assets works. The third bridge is benefiting from a further extension of the concession period, And I think this is something that was already mentioned on page five. It was extended by 530 days. Do you have an idea what it means in terms of value increase? Because I would like also to remind of the fact that the concession was supposed to last 10 years and 6 months, including the construction period. So the financing has been approached on a shorter order duration, so it's slightly more than a 2-year increase. So you can easily understand the benefit also in terms of financial evaluation, in terms of cash flows the project will imply, which is becoming operational in 7-8 months. So we are almost there. As far as the EBITDA, the order has an EBITDA which is fluctuating between 90%-96% according to the various years. So you can easily imagine the benefit coming from 2 additional years of operations. And we're working on all of the other initiatives which will be brought in the so-called infrastructure fund valorization initiative, which is also relating to the financing, refinancing of the 4 Tuscan hospitals. On average, the hospitals have been operated by approximately 3 years. The fourth hospital is about to start being operated in November. Thanks to this additional result, our finance department has already been very able to anticipate the refinancing work, making the project ready to be sold or to be disposed of on the basis of this valorization. If you turn page, and just to provide you an update, we've been discussing this for a long period of time, and the evaluation of a concession portfolio is a rather complex operation from a company's viewpoint, because the works of some projects are still underway. But I would say the end of 2015 and the first half of 2016 represent the turning point, basically, because all projects are either completed or in such a mature stage that it will make it possible for us to dispose of them, to move on to disposal. That's why we worked with a kind of anticipatory logic. We completed all the due diligence procedures, and maybe now we can speak a couple of minutes about the various assumptions in this slide. Let's start with the most famous one, though maybe it's not the richest or the wealthiest project, because the richest project is the Gateway Izmir project, which has a concession duration term which reaches 2035, while the third Bosphorus Bridge concession period is until 2026. We're going to have further optimization procedures for the third Bosphorus Bridge, because we are analyzing all the best options, and we're very satisfied with the development of this order. As you see, the Gateway Izmir is split in 2 stages. In particular, there are two stages, 2 and 2A, 2 sections of the work, and it indicates the fact that the construction of the second part will continue until 2019-2020, which is the year when the full operation, the full management of the initiative will start. After that moment, as of April 1st, 2016, the richest, theoretically richest part will be under operation, because it's including the first 55 kilometers, which represent the first lot of fourth longest suspended bridge in the world, which crosses the Izmit Bay, which makes it possible to cut by half the traveling time. So you can easily understand how important is this construction lot, which will go under operation with back as of April 2016. And this will make it possible to anticipate the availability of it. Almost all of the initiatives, apart from Brescia Padua, are characterized by risk mitigating factors, because the construction risk is a risk pertaining, belonging to our core business. So we consider it as overall guarantee of good execution of the works, because we guarantee the timing and quality. The financing risk is a risk we have taken on, but we have broadly shown on all markets that we have funded, financed dozens of billions of works, and the market risk, which for the motorways, represented only by the traffic risk, traffic and tariff risks, is guaranteed because it is a very important portion of the project. For instance, for the third bus, for this bridge of the Istanbul Izmir, there is a minimum guarantee foreseen in the contract, which certainly is making us feel safe and secure. And there are two additional guarantees. There is something already defined of static tariffs, which are in dollars, with an acknowledged inflation rate, and 1 year later, because on the second day of each year, the exchange rate will be set on the basis of the tariff or fee subject to inflation, fiscal year by fiscal year. Line number five, which we have completed building in the second quarter of this fiscal year, the traffic stats are doing even better than minimum guarantee, so we're very satisfied. We might have additional increases. You certainly read on newspapers, also because the subway might have an extension towards Monza. Line four is a new project that we are carrying out in Milan. Probably the people in Milan will be less happy because of the traffic we're going to cause and traffic jams, but it's absolutely necessary. We were visited by the Prime Minister in Chile, where we've started operating. We have a 15% share of the concession, but we are providing part of the services, and we have 50% of the construction of the new airport in Santiago, together Vinci Airport in Paris, and the Maestre Hospital. You see the healthcare section, the Maestre Hospital has started operating by the second half of 2008, apart from some renegotiations in terms of the fees and tariffs. They're doing very well. The four Tuscan hospitals, where the four NHS Tuscan hospitals were mentioned before, the Etlik hospital is the anchor hospital, probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest hospital in Europe, 3,500 beds, an investment equal to 900 million, €1 billion, which will be operated for, if I'm not mistaken, a period of 24 years, and the construction of which, or the financing of which, has been recently completed. So we started with the bridge financing, the construction stage of the project. You know that we have 51% of this construction project, and this is one of the projects we consider, together with that of Santiago, the hospital in Santiago, one of the projects which can be brought in the fund in the future when conditions are there to dispose of them. And the last section is relating to the Chacayes hydroelectric power plant under operation in Chile, the hydroelectric power plant. The operating company is a company where we have a 27% stake or share in. And in relation to this project, there are some pieces of information as to selling project or process of the stake in Pacifica Hydro by AFM, and we are involved in this project. So this is another of the disposals together with A4 that we are thinking of also independently, apart from putting it in the fund we're working on. And the last one is the copper washing plant, Relaves, in Chile. It's a marginal activity with completely different features versus the majority of portfolio, which apart from Brescia Padua, which is subject to a specific selling project with negotiations underway with Abertis, with the estimated closing date. Within this fiscal year, it's nine assets we are considering as potentially disposable within this fund. If you turn page, you know everything about the A4. We'll be overwhelmed by questions, I'm sure, but I'm ready to answer. It's a project which is going on. We have 14.3%, and together through an agreement together with Banca Intesa, another partner, which is of the Tabacchi family. We control the initiative, the motivation for this investment, which is the only brownfield we have, because all of the other projects are all greenfield projects, projects where we're involved in the construction stage. It has a deep strategic motivation, which relates to the fact that technologically, the quality of the services of Brescia Padua, which I would like to stress, is the most trafficked with the stretch of Italy with the highest level of traffic, because the level of traffic and the quality of traffic, it's very, very high. And despite the period of crisis, there has never been a decrease in terms of traffic. It made it possible for us to acquire their services in relation to the third Bosphorus bridge and the gateway Izmir, because it provided us with consulting services, which made it possible for us to be extremely operational for the operating companies in the Turkish companies. And just think of this when we were structuring the financing process of these works. Also, the quality of services played its role and is still playing its role, but it continues to provide us with consulting activities to our project companies without additional charges, burdens like Nogara Mare and the operation of it for the next 40 years. So clearly, when the decision is made to stop with an investment, it means that we are in the final stage of the contribution, strategic contribution that this investment has given to the company. In a relatively short period of time, the company has tripled its turnover. It's one of the main operators in the world. And also this type of expertise in terms of concessions and operating companies represents further upside the group is investing on further. We don't need to stop to dwell on the selling process, because we are in the final stage of negotiations with Abertis. Like all buyers, Abertis is trying to pay less, and the sellers were trying to get more. So the last period, and it's very fundamentally important. I'm not making any comment on the hydroelectric power plant in Peru at more than 3,000 meters height. It's been complete and it's part of our legacy in terms of experience. Let's discuss data so that we can dwell on the geographical breakdown by nature and the quality of margins. In the 9 months, As I said, we approximately reached 2.1 billion. If we compare that to the whole fiscal year, our turnover will be approximately 2.8 billion, which means that we're going to be in line with what has been planned. The turnover has been analyzed over the total revenues have been analyzed over the years. An investor wanting to invest in our company must consider that the risk degree of our orders and the countries we are in now are completely different because approximately 95% of our initiatives are investment-grade initiatives. So this means further that it makes it possible to have a basically substantially stable macroeconomic framework and the presence in countries which are, quote, "more evolved," unquote, end of quote, from an economic point allows us to keep the bar stable in terms of the growth of our group when there was one of the most severe crises from the economic viewpoint in the past fiscal years. Every year, regardless and despite all of this, we achieved growth rates which were quite relevant growth rates, which led us to triple our total revenues. We are among the first 25 companies in Europe and in some sectors worldwide, third in the bridges and seventh in other construction sectors. So we don't need to dwell on, maybe we're going to have questions on this, so we don't need to dwell on the fact that Italy, we have decreasing revenues on the basis of the year due to the fact that the market has stopped as far as new tenders are concerned. The rich backlog we have allows us to have a presence of Italy, which is approximately 20% in terms of the overall total revenues. In the next few months, the priorities we're going to work on, the most important ones, the main ones, because we have other ones, are completing the two Turkish motorways, the motorway Russia, which has been completed by 82%, 80% which has been completed, and the Canada project, which has reached more than 40% of progress. Completion is expected to take place in 2018, with further increases due to changes which were made during the execution of this project and agreed with our customer, and we are carrying out the work in perfect agreement with our customer. The work is right demanding. This past winter, last year, has been one of the coldest, or maybe the coldest of the last 10 years, with temperature differences which were very high. We worked even at minus 40 degrees. So these difficulties might have an impact on the construction. On page 11, we have a picture of the high-speed station Afragola near Naples, which is under execution. It's not a vessel. It's not a ship. It's one of the initial construction stage of this project, which was recently acquired. It is important to stress that Italy has a qualitatively very good order backlog. Apart from the Umbria Marche Quadrilateral, we already work, we're working on, we included the Verona-Padua, which is going to progress by construction stretches or lots. And the work we think can be started in the second half of 2016. As you see, the projects we are completing, all projects have been completed on schedule. I already talked about the Massa Carrara Hospital. The hospital in Naples is about to be completed. The so-called Scuola Marescialli in Florence is being completed. New orders, new orders of approximately $5.6 billion. You see the geographical makeup and the areas which are mainly contributing in our production, in our inputs, in our production factors. If you compare this with the previous fiscal year, we almost doubled the acquisition capacity. And this is due, if you turn page on page 13, this is due to the quality of our order backlog, which must be further finalized. So as of now, the order backlog, the total order backlog covers approximately 5 years of stable turnover, so a stable total revenues, so we can approach a strategy of further growth in terms of our group with tranquility and strongly believe in it. In terms of revenues on page 14, I don't need to dwell on the operating margin, which is higher than the previous fiscal years and a progressive state. We don't need to dwell on the quarterly results, but we have to dwell on the full year results. The relevance of net financial charges cannot be denied, but that's due to the average debt level because of the investments that we are making in concessions and the profit income from equity participation, which is quite considerably increasing thanks to the contribution of equity participations in vehicle companies. In terms of net income has increased by 26%. You see that the end of year figures will include input and quantitative data in terms of the overall evaluation of our group. We are more than sure of this because of the quality of the figure statistics we've just commented upon. So if you compare year over year, the 9 months of 2014 and 2015, you see that working capital has been considerably reduced by approximately 130 million. That's the effort that we are implementing with our working group, which has improved the client days. And we must say that in terms of support of our suppliers, the fact that we work in so technologically advanced orders requires a financial effort in order to guarantee the fact that we can reach the milestones even ahead of schedule. So the net working capital, despite the high investment year over year, is versus September, is on the same level as September, and it has been increased by 200 million turnover. So in terms of net financial position, you see that there is a net equity of 581 million. In particular, I would like to draw your attention on the fact that within the net equity, clearly there are also conversion reserve for an amount equal to approximately 90 million. And this reserve is mostly referring to the ruble and the Turkish lira. These effects due to the spot exchange rate have already been absorbed, so they do not exist there. So the net equity reported at September 30th is affected by a specific situation which certainly will not occur again, because the next change has a positive, has a plus in front of this reserve. The other remark I would like to make in terms of the dollars, in our case, it has a positive impact. The trend has a positive impact as far as we are concerned. So our economy, our budget have a strong presence of dollars. So in the appendixes, you have the details of what I've just talked about. On page 19, you find the net equity of the first 9 months and the relevant cash flow, which is next to it. I think I have completed my presentation, and I'm ready to answer your questions, which I suppose will be numerous. Thank you.